WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by the Mutual Fund Store. Donald Trump has been under pressure to clarify exactly where he stands on the finer points of immigration. Tonight we'll find out. But now there's a new twist.
We knew there was going to be an important speech, an important moment in Donald Trump's campaign on Wednesday. We just didn't know it would involve a visit to Mexico. Now, Donald Trump's immigration speech scheduled for Wednesday in Arizona is still on. What was unexpected was his visit to Mexico to meet with Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto. The president's office saying they extended invitations to both Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, and then the meeting will be private.
Correspondent Phil Mattingly. Hawaii's Big Island is preparing for its first hurricane to make landfall there in years. The National Weather Service says Hurricane Madeline's expected to pass just south of the Big Island early tomorrow. Meanwhile, a tropical storm warning has been issued for a stretch of Florida's Gulf Coast as a tropical depression approaches. And on North Carolina's Outer Banks, forecasters expect up to 5 inches of heavy rain as a tropical weather system blows by. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan is looking to get the ball rolling on building a new Chesapeake Bay Bridge.
While the current two spans can be maintained through 2065.
The reality is there is simply too much traffic, and that in the years to come it will continue to get worse.
So Governor Hogan, with the bridge shining in the late summer sun behind him, is announcing the first baby steps to a new span.
Maryland Transportation Authority will begin a Tier 1 National Environmental Policy Act, or NEPA, study this fall.
And that study alone is expected to take 4 years, he says, so don't expect a new span to pop up overnight.
I won't be governor when this bridge is completed, but at least I'll be the one that got it started.
At the Bay Bridge, Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
It's expected that Governor Hogan will have another big announcement today. This afternoon, he'll be joined by State Controller Peter Francho in Ocean City, where they're expected to announce an executive order to keep Maryland public schools from opening before Labor Day from now on. Chris Brown's latest brush with the law started with an early morning call to police and ended with the singer in custody and facing charges.
Mr. Chris Brown will be transported by RHC detectives to Robbery Homicide Division.
Los Angeles police arresting singer Chris Brown on suspicion of assault with a deadly weapon Tuesday evening after an hours-long spectacle outside Brown's suburban Los Angeles residence. Brown angrily objecting on social media to reports about the story and lashing out at police.
Y'all the worst gang in the world, the police, and I said it.
Brown's lawyer, Mark Garagos, commenting on the incident Tuesday night.
My client's position is that we're cooperating, there's no truth to it, and we're going to let it play out.
Brown was transported to an LAPD jail for processing. I'm Reed Binion.
The Frederick County Council has taken the next step toward allowing farmers to grow medical marijuana.
The bill, which passed the council by a 6-1 vote, allows the creation of a pilot program that would be open only to those applicants that applied for a growing license with the state before last November. This is Councilmember Kirby DeLauder.
It's one of those things where if this crop is potentially grown and we say, okay, they can't grow it, then we start to regulate everything they grow.
A public hearing will be held on the issue at a date that's yet to be determined. Maria Lee on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,454, the NASDAQ at 52,23. Sports, the Nationals beat the Phillies again, the Orioles beat Toronto, and the Redskins wrap up the preseason with a game against the Buccaneers in Tampa Bay tonight. WMAL News Time 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
From seasonal storms to full-scale weather events.
Heat advisory in effect for dangerous heat indices today with severe storms possible.
Get accurate and dependable forecasts from the Weather Channel.
I'm meteorologist Ray Stager.
I'm meteorologist Daniel Banks from the Weather Channel.
On WMAL.
You know, a man makes promises as the years go by, but some of the most important are the ones he makes to himself. When my dad retired, he followed through on his, built onto his house, even canoed through Montana. So I made my own promises about retirement. You know, maybe I'd retrace my dad's canoe trip. But a few years ago, I had a moment of honesty. Those promises were nothing but talk. I hadn't made any real plans for retirement, just sort of wished it would happen. But my dad taught me to learn from my mistakes, so now I'm working on making those promises more than just talk.
Whether you've done some planning or none at all, the Mutual Fund Store can help. You'll meet one-on-one with an advisor who will build you a long-term retirement plan, then stick by you to help make sure it stays on track. The Mutual Fund Store makes it easy to start with a free portfolio review and retirement guide. Get yours at MutualFundStore.com.
Hi, I'm Brad Garner with the Mutual Fund Store in the D.C. area. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit MutualFundStore.com and let's talk about your financial goals today.
Need garage door repair? GarageDoorRepair.com.
8:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, 66 right now. It's been about the volume through Manassas heading towards Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, and the Vienna Metro. Same story coming off the Greenway as you head onto the toll road between Herndon and Reston, and again up at Wolf Trap. So there, the volume. Anything but the volume. We have a number of problems in through town in the 3rd Street Tunnel. We now have the right lane blocked. Multiple cars involved in this crash, so we are jammed off the freeway coming off the 11th Street Bridge and off of the 14th Street Bridge. Also, heading out of the 12th Street Tunnel, extra slow because well up ahead there's a crash at Pennsylvania Avenue and 12th Street Northwest. You're under police direction. Take you around the Beltway to the Wilson Bridge just after Route 5 before you get to St. Barnabas Road for the stop and go. Topside through College Park and Silver Spring. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold fronts on the march and big changes coming with temperatures. A nice cool down coming as we look ahead toward the end of the week. Some clouds mild this morning, some clouds and sunshine this afternoon, 92. By this evening, a few thunderstorms, 73. Some thunderstorms tomorrow morning, then mostly cloudy later, 85. And then by Friday, a few clouds, highs only in the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 69 in Burke, 76 in Bethesda, 76 in Washington. Donald Trump announces a surprise meeting today with Mexico's president. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
It's 8:07, and yes, speaking of that meeting with Donald Trump and the President of Mexico, coming up in just 10 minutes, we're going to be joined by Eric Trump, son of Donald Trump, and we'll maybe, hopefully, get some insight from him as to how this meeting came about and what will be said. So keep it right here. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
Hail to the rescue.
So there's a preseason game tonight down in Tampa Bay, and they moved it up a day because there's going to be some bad weather coming to that area. And so we're doing our Redskin report here with Trevor Maddich a day earlier than we anticipated. Good morning to you, Trevor Maddich.
Good morning, Brian.
Trevor, of course, an elite long snapper. He's WMAO's Redskin analyst. He's a co-host over at Comcast Sportsnet. And by the way, a snappy dancer and dresser, I hear.
How about that?
Yeah, okay. So look, here we go. They made some cuts yesterday to make the bring the active roster down to 75 players. So what's happening, and who got cut?
Well, a couple of higher-priced veterans that they were expecting more out of got cut. One of them is Perry Riley, who is a linebacker. He was playing a little bit better as the year went on last year, but then got hurt. And Mason Foster took his place and played better than he did. And so, you know, you can make the case that you don't lose your job to injury, and that's true. But you do lose your job if your backup plays better than you.
Yep.
And so this training camp, he didn't do much to win the job back. And because his salary cap number is over $4 million, they went ahead and saved the money and parted ways. Another is Stephen Paya, a defensive lineman who was a free agent that came in last year, I think it was, and they expected a lot more out of him than he was able to produce. Part of it was injury. Part of it was what they think is just effort. So instead of staying with the guy that's not getting it done, they decided to go with some of the younger guys that are showing more promise.
All right.
And as we hit tonight's game, by the way, you know, this has been preemptive for tonight, as we just discussed, because of the storm. But there's still a potential for some rain and some storm in these conditions. Is there a worry amongst the coaching staff about some injuries here in a preseason game? I mean, obviously, they're going to have to play in the rain sometime during the season. But, boy, to have an injury during a preseason game is just awful.
Absolutely, Larry. And that's why the standard practice of not playing starters in the fourth preseason game actually meshes with the needs of the team and the weather that's coming in. And so they don't want to lose anybody in these conditions right now, even backups, because there are still guys that have a chance to impress and make the team on special teams, etc.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you know, you don't want starters out there in conditions like this, and you don't want to have to make an excuse to pull the starters because the weather's bad, because that makes you look weak. So I think overall the conditions and the needs mesh.
And actually, to that end, is that, you know, when you're on the bubble, you know, put me in the mind of a player. You've been there, although, of course, you were never on the bubble. You were a no-brainer for the starting squad, Trevor Maddich. But if you're on the bubble, and this is your last chance to impress, and it's not just the Redskins, you know, other teams send scouts, and they watch these games, too, because they might have a need. Is there a danger that you try to overdo to impress too much and then you're in risk for an injury as well?
There is, and Larry, that's a great point, because you can see, especially on special teams, where the Redskins have given up some big returns, right?
Yeah.
Well, what you have is young guys trying to make a mark on special teams covering, say, a kickoff. And instead of staying in their lane, they'll leave their lane to try to go make a play. And then the returner will cut into the lane they were supposed to cover at the last second. And next thing you know, there's a big play given up. And so that's a dilemma for young players. They'll know that if they stay in their lane and squeeze it down, they probably won't make the play and probably won't impress the coach. But if you leave your lane, you won't just not impress the coach. You're likely to give the coach an excuse to cut you because you're not fulfilling your assignment. So that's look in this game on both sides for big plays by the special teams return units, because it could be that the reason is some guy on his last opportunity to impress the coach tried to do too much.
Yeah, that's always a risk. All right, so why is it that we, as you mentioned earlier, that we never play the first string in the last game? I mean, what? Give me, you've said it's the traditional thinking, but why is that the traditional thinking?
And Brian, I think fans want to know the answer to that question. And I can tell you what the answer is,
okay,
but I don't agree with that answer. You know, the answer is you want to give them a little bit more rest before the opening week, and I get that. That's fine. But that doesn't mean that they couldn't go in and play a couple of series just as a tune-up. You're not going to get tired. You're not going to have your legs go flat on you for the opener because you played 8 or 10 plays in a game. It's not going to happen. As a matter of fact, I think that's better because it puts you primed for having to play 4 full quarters the following week. But I think that fear of injury is what makes it happen. And I'm okay with that decision. Here's why. People that say the preseason is too long are right in terms of 4 preseason games. They're right if you think of playing the starters for 4 preseason games. But while some starters are young and they need more time, other starters don't need that in order to get ready to play. And so by having those 4 games, you can moderate the playing time of the starters while still getting guys in there that need the reps. Nate Sudfeld, who's the third-string quarterback, will play this whole game.
Yeah.
And the
is he ready, by the way? I mean, he's an Indiana Hoosier. I mean, I know technically that's the Big Ten, but come on, it's Indiana's football team. Is he ready to pioneer a NFL offense?
Absolutely not. And that's why they need him to get these reps. That's why they had Colt McCoy play so many reps in the preseason, because the backup quarterbacks don't get very much practice time. It goes to the starter. Mm-hmm. But what happens if something happens to the starter? Well, the investment in the reps for the backups comes mostly in the preseason. So it's not too long. Those guys need this time.
Yeah. Hey, Trevor, one other thing. You know, the Redskins opening day is Monday night against the Steelers. Now, that is Monday the 12th, right? Monday the 12th.
Yes.
And this last preseason game was supposed to be tomorrow, Thursday, but now they've moved it to tonight. So that is that's almost 2 full weeks between this last day and opening day. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? I mean, I understand it's great for rest and recuperation, but boy, that's a long layoff, isn't it?
Yeah, that is a long layoff, and that's another reason why I think it would be good for the starters to get a few series in this game.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a long layoff, and players tend to like that kind of thing because it's a bye week that helps you recover from the rigors of training camp. But keep in mind that there aren't any rigors in training camp anymore. Because they don't wear you out in training camp like they used to.
Yeah.
So the need for rest is a lot less.
Trevor's shaking his cane saying, in my day.
That's right. All right, Trevor, I've put this off as long as I think I can.
You're going to ask him now? You're not going to wait till...
No, because this, like I say, it's just this. These are just a few final decisions to be made. We pretty much know what we got going into the season. I need you to put on the line your prediction on wins and losses for the season.
I think the Redskins have at worst a 9-win season, at best a 10 to 11 win. So I'm going to say the Redskins are going to win. I'm going to say 10 games. I'm going to go crazy on that.
Wow.
I think they're much improved in the secondary. I think their quarterback play will take a quantum leap forward just because you have the same guy running the same offense for 2 years in a row, which is weird. You know, they're upgraded in a lot of places.
Weird
and
here.
Last year they won the division, so there's no reason to think that they can't have another good year.
And you said you think the Giants are the biggest threat right now in the NFC.
Yes, because Dallas will be going with a rookie quarterback and their defense is suspect in Philly. Who knows what that hot mess is going to do?
Yeah, it's Philly. Well, I think you... T's on record, 10.
Listen, we asked Redskins legend Joe Theismann the same question yesterday. I said over under 10 wins. He said without hesitation, over. And then he said at worst on the number. Yeah. So,
wow, okay.
You're
all
in there
so
with
I can
Theismann.
Blame Joe.
Yeah.
All right, thanks, Trevor.
Because he's a snappier dresser than I am.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that is for sure.
Yeah, but you're still the better dancer.
Oh, thank you.
It is now 8:15 on WMAL.
We need to get Trevor Maddich on Dancing with the Stars.
There we go.
WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
That would be good. I tell you what's really good. I just heard from Prince George's Police, and they have reopened Brandywine Road. This was much quicker than expected. Brandywine Road reopened between Route 5 and 301, had been shut down with a gas line that had been struck, so they deemed it safe for everyone to get through there. All right, we go in through town on Pennsylvania Avenue at 12th Street under police direction for a crash. Pennsylvania Avenue, yes, we have the volume, but the major delays are on 12th Street, and as you come out of the tunnel, in the 3rd Street tunnel, multiple cars involved in the crash northbound as you come up to the U.S. Senate. And for 270 southbound, looks like everything out of the way. The accident had been southbound 270 near 121 Clarksburg, but still a lot of volume and extending into Rockville. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Partly cloudy skies, high of 92. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy skies. Maybe some thunderstorms here in the Washington metro area. Low 73. And then tomorrow, we'll start the morning with isolated thunderstorms and then cloudy skies late in the day. Tomorrow's high 85. Right now, 76 degrees, 8:16 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. And I wonder if our next guest is happy to hear about this rain coming into the area, considering he is the proprietor and president of the Trump Winery. It's harvest time, Eric Trump. Are you worried about this rain messing up your harvest down there for your great wines?
Well, not only do we have rain coming in, but we have construction next to our hotel. You just said there's a traffic jam right next to our hotel on Pennsylvania Avenue. Yeah. So, rain is good for grapes, and it makes them grow. And, you know, obviously this time you want as little rain as possible, but I'm sure it'll be just fine.
Well, thanks for joining us, and we've got so much to talk to you about your dad's plans for immigration today. But, you know, I want to keep it here in Virginia. I mentioned that you run things. And, by the way, if you talk to anybody in the wine business in Virginia, they will say that Eric Trump really does run things down there. He is the man in charge, and you're so you understand Virginia business. Tell me how your dad can win the Commonwealth, especially with Tim Kaine on the ticket now?
Well, listen, I know very well. I went to Georgetown there in D.C. I spent a tremendous amount of time working on the hotel on Pennsylvania Avenue, 1100 Pennsylvania Avenue, the old post office building, which I think so many people see under construction.
Yep.
And, right after I came out of college, we bought a great property right on the Potomac River in Loudoun County, and it's just a special, special place. It's kind of one of the places I learned the ropes of real estate with my father, and it's turned into an amazing, amazing success. Next year, we're hosting the 2017 Senior PGA Championship, which is really exciting. And then, the winery. We took a property that was, in bankruptcy. It was owned by a bunch of banks. There was tremendous fighting, and it was just one of the most beautiful properties truly anywhere in the world. It's in Charlottesville, Virginia. And we turned it around, and we've really made it the number one winery anywhere on the East Coast of the United States. And it's just a
so can you convert place. Can you convert place. That to votes, though? That's the concern.
Yeah, listen, I think we're going to do really well in Virginia. I mean, I really think we're going to do well in Virginia every time I'm down there, including on Monday. The support is absolutely tremendous. And, I understand Kaine's obviously in the state. You know, Kaine also had the four largest tax hikes in the history of Virginia. I mean, year after year, every single year he was in, he had the four largest tax hikes. When he went in, unemployment was 3%. When he left office, unemployment was about 8.5%. And, so Kaine doesn't exactly have a great record in the state of Virginia, and taxes went up dramatically during his time there. And, I think our goal is to do the exact opposite. You know, my father's been the biggest proponent of drastically reducing taxes across the board for everybody, which is really going to stifle the U.S. economy.
Eric, I want to talk about a big day in your dad's campaign. He's going to give this immigration speech. Want to know what you can tell us that we might hear. But secondly, we all awakened to the news, a sort of a surprise announcement, that your dad's going down to meet with the president of Mexico. Can you give us some TikTok on how this all came together? Because it was really quite a surprise. And what does he hope to accomplish there?
Well, you know, the president actually invited my father down, and my father, you know, jumped on the opportunity. And, you know, my father will have the best relationships with foreign leaders around the world. But, you know, my father is very much a believer in peace through strength. And, you know, unfortunately, around the world, we've shown a lot of, you know, weakness. We haven't enforced our laws. We haven't stood up to our allies. I mean, you see our relationship with Israel and what's happened. You know, the people who we should be best allies with, quite frankly, we've treated with tremendous disrespect in so many cases, and the people who have never been our friends and who have never been allies to our nation, you know, we've tried to befriend and it hasn't worked. And so my father's a big believer in peace through strength, and, you know, we have a lot of common goals with Mexico. I mean, obviously, we have tremendous trade with Mexico. We have, you know, obviously the drug problem, you know, that comes across the southern border. We have, you know, real issues. And by the way, Mexico has the exact same issues in certain cases that we do. And I think starting a dialogue is very, very healthy and productive. And I think we'll have the best relationship we've ever had with Mexico. But I'm telling you, them and other countries will respect the United States if my father's commander-in-chief.
And that's the message he'll deliver today. What about the immigration speech that we'll hear later after that meeting?
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, he's a person who really believes in immigration. We have 320+ million people in the United States that need to come first. And, you know, he's a big proponent of America first. And there's tremendous problems associated with our southern border and with having people walk across. And, you know, there's tremendous drugs that come across the border. There's tremendous security issues. You know, and also, I think last but not least, there's real job concerns, right? We have 100 million people out of the workforce in the United States. We have median incomes in this country that haven't gone up in 15 years. I mean, think about that. Our poverty levels in the last 8 years have skyrocketed across the country, mainly in inner cities and mainly in minority communities. You know, you can't continue to let illegal immigrants come into this country unchecked when we have so many Americans, you know, people who were born in this country who are suffering every single day, whose lives haven't gotten better over a long period of time, and who are, quite frankly, making less money than they did 15 years ago when they were much, much younger. We've really got to stop that problem, and it really starts, or those problems, and it really starts down south.
Our guest is Eric Trump. He's a Virginia businessman, but also, of course, the son of Donald Trump, the Republican nominee for president. And Eric, you just laid out the problems in this country, and your dad has done a good job of this as well. His slogan, Make America Great Again, suggests that we have lost our greatness. He says often that America doesn't win anymore. We're told that Hillary Clinton is going to give a speech today extolling the virtues of American exceptionalism and try to get to the more basically send a more patriotic message in her mind and in the media's mind than your father has been doing. And she's going to emphasize the fact that your father has built a lot of or made a lot of products overseas and not chosen America. How can you embrace your love of America in the Trump campaign there and embrace American exceptionalism, yet at the same time claim that we're not great anymore?
Yeah, no, we certainly have never claimed that we're not great. In fact, we're the greatest nation in the world. And, you know, in terms of being patriotic, my father has never taken a dime from the government. In fact, he's been the person who signed the front of a check every single time, not the back of a check. I mean, Hillary's worked for government for the last 30 years. She's never had a private sector job. And, you know, it's kind of ironic. And
yeah, it's great for her. The country's great for her. She's gotten rich off it.
100%. Listen, she's made since Bill and Hillary have left office, they as a family have made $200 million, I mean, or $250 million. What are they selling? I mean, that's the question I have for everybody. What are they selling? You know, if we do something, we're selling grapes. We're selling wine bottles. We're selling, you know, whatever it may be. We sell an apartment here, there, or a hotel room. What is she selling? How do they make $250 million in a, 15-year period of time? What are they selling? And these emails have clearly shown that they sell influence, and it's so sad. And as a country, we're better than that. But, you know, listen, my father wants to fix the problems. We have an educational system in this country that's ranked 30th. I mean, think about that, 30th in the world. We're the best country in the world. We should be ranked number one in terms of education. By the way, you know, that's the most critical part of our society. The most precious part of our society is our youth, and we're doing an awful job taking care of them. And we need to do a much better job. We need to give school choice. We need to do much better by way of teachers. We just need to do a much better job. And there are a whole host of problems. The problem is we can't ignore them. And that's what she does. She ignores the problems. She doesn't talk about the problems. And hence the reason we're not fixing the problems. And just look at the Middle East. Look at the destabilization of Syria and Libya and Iraq. under her leadership. I mean, it's really, really sad. We've spent, you know, trillions and trillions of dollars overseas. We've lost thousands and thousands of lives. And these countries are all in civil war now. I mean, her leadership and her decision-making has truly been awful, and it's cost our country immensely.
Yeah. Eric Trump, we got to leave it there, but it's great to have you. Thanks for joining us again.
Don't be a stranger.
Tell the whole family we said hi. All right.
Thank you. Check in on the hotel for me, all right?
We will. We will. We'll
see you later, guys.
We'll check the wine out, too. It's 825 now, WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We've been busy in through town. In fact, in the 3rd Street Tunnel with multiple cars involved, DDOT tells me that they've cleared the incident. So at least the 3rd Street Tunnel, we can say up ahead, lanes are open, even though we're jammed each direction off the freeway out of Virginia, across the 14th Street Bridge and off of 295 and the 11th Street Bridge. Crash involves a motorcycle at Pennsylvania Avenue and 12th Street. Under police direction, major pressure on 12th Street as a result. 66, about the volume. Through Manassas, Centerville, Fair Lakes, and Fair Oaks, almost that whole trip. 270 south near 121. That crash had been cleared to the shoulder. Update brought to you by the American Red Cross. Now, your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to 3 people. Make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross. To help hospital patients, call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today. And now from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold front on the march, and clouds will continue to gather over the next couple of days, and eventually get a little bit of rain in here. A few clouds around this morning, a few with sunshine this afternoon. 92 scattered storms by this evening. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
It's 76 degrees right now in the nation's capital at 826.
Chris Plant here. Join me on Thursday, September 22nd for the best party in Washington all year. It's the Media Research Center's annual gala featuring the hilarious Dishonors Awards. Over 1,000 conservatives, including yours truly, enjoying a night of mingling, eating, and my favorite part, making fun of the liberal media. All the details are at mrc.org/gala. Enter the promo code Chris to get $100 off each ticket. That's mrc.org/gala. Promo code Chris.
Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent Estate. Call Renters Warehouse if you're considering renting your home or your investment property. And you really should be considering it because it's such a great option, renting your home. If you live here in the Washington area, Maryland, Northern Virginia, D.C., it's amazing. The demand for rentals is through the roof. And that means if you're renting, that means you're on the supply side of supply and demand. And that means you're making money. It means your home becomes a cash register. It rings every month, providing you with great cash flow. To make Rent Estate work, though, you got to have experts on your side. That's where Renters Warehouse come in. They're going to find quality tenants for you for top dollar. On average, in just 17 days, they'll find you a tenant. And they're going to handle all the pesky paperwork, the rent collection, even the 3 a.m. phone calls about leaky toilets. You don't want that. And you get all of that service for just $80 a month. Flat fee, $80 a month. Find out how much your home will rent for with a free rent price analysis. Call Renters Warehouse right now. 202-625-4370. That's 202-625-4370. 202-625-4370. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent Estate.
For those of you that haven't met me, my name is Marcus Lemonis. My job is to go in and work with businesses that are either on the verge of something really great or that aren't doing so well. The reason that I'm here is to take a good business and make it really good. We made a deal for me to invest $350,000.
$500,000.
$750,000. There is no question that I'm 100% in charge.
The Profit premiere episodes, Tuesdays, 10 Eastern, CNBC. Get yours.
How's it going?
I'm having a stroke.
Are you going to shake my hand?
I'm having a stroke.
Wow, you're not even moving your arm.
I'm having a stroke.
When someone is having a stroke, they may not be able to say it with words, but their body language will tell you loud and clear. Look for FAST. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. S, speech difficulty. T, time to call 911 immediately. Know the sudden signs. Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Depression is treatable. At Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, we understand that often medication and talk therapy just aren't enough. With TMS therapy, an FDA-cleared, non-invasive, non-sedating outpatient treatment, there is hope. Accepting most insurances, now including TRICARE and Cigna Healthcare. Treat your depression now. For your free consultation, visit hopetms.com. That's hopetms.com. GreenbrookTMSNeuroHealthCenters.com. Dr. Will Savay for Greenbrook TMS Neuro Health Centers.
TMS therapy stands for transcranial magnetic stimulation. It's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression since 2008. Now with TMS therapy, it is incredible and pretty amazing for me to be able to watch someone get well from depression, see their life change, and see them being able to live their life the way that they always wanted.
To see how TMS therapy can change your life, visit HopeTMS.com.
Coming up on WMAL is all this talk about Russian hackers getting into our election system, just a way for the federal government to take over the voting process in this country. That seems to be the case. We'll talk about it coming up next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by the Big Screen Store. Donald Trump is set to deliver his big speech on immigration today. But first, a side trip to Mexico.
Donald Trump surprising the political world by announcing that he is heading south of the border today to meet with Mexico's president just hours before his highly anticipated immigration speech, the visit coming after more than a year of criticizing Mexico on the campaign trail.
When Mexico sends its people, they're not sending their best. They're bringing drugs. They're bringing crime.
Trump tweeting, I have accepted the invitation of President Enrique Peña Nieto of Mexico and look very much forward to meeting him.
Correspondent Jason Carroll. Hillary Clinton, meanwhile, visits Ohio today to address the American Legion's annual convention in Cincinnati. Clinton plans to stress her support for American exceptionalism. Florida Senator Marco Rubio has won the Republican primary to try and keep his Senate seat in November. In Arizona, Senator John McCain has won his primary, and Democrat Debbie Wasserman Schultz has turned back a strong primary challenge to win her primary as well. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan is taking the first steps toward building a new Chesapeake Bay Bridge. He's authorized a $5 million study.
It will allow us to narrow down the options and identify the potential location for a new Chesapeake Bay crossing and to explore the potential financing options.
Hogan says the two current bridge spans can be maintained through 2065, but traffic is going to get much worse before then. Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 18,454. The NASDAQ at 52.23. Sports, the Nats get another win over the Phillies. The Orioles gain a game on the Blue Jays with a win. And the Redskins meet the Buccaneers tonight in Florida to wrap up the preseason. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
At the Big Screen Store, Labor Day savings start now. Why not save 50%? Get a huge Samsung 75-inch 4K UHD TV. Originally $49.99, now just $24.99.
Wow! Nothing like watching the big game on a big screen.
The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. This week at the Big Screen Store, get a Samsung 65-inch smart LED HD TV for just $8.99.
For Samsung, now that's a great price.
Well, if you're shopping Samsung, the Big Screen Store is the only choice. Just ask our customers.
You've got to check out the Big Screen Store.
Their prices are amazing.
The Big Screen Store.
The Big Screen Store.
The Big Screen Store. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Why do 8 out of 10 drivers prefer Lyft over the competition? Could be that you earn up to $1,500 a week driving your own car during hours you choose. Give enough rides each week and you can keep up to 95% commission. That's right, 95%. Better yet, we'll start you off with a $500 bonus. That's right, $500 for each new Lyft driver in Washington, D.C. And you'll only earn more from there. Whether you're putting money toward a mortgage, saving for vacation, or just looking for a better way to earn, choose Lyft. Apply at LyftDC.com. That's LYFTDC.com today. While you jot that down, here's another fun fact. Lyft is the only app that allows tipping, and 60% of our rides tip the driver. Because at Lyft, drivers come first. Be your own boss, pick your own schedule, and get paid weekly. Experience the difference of Lyft and pocket that $500 bonus by applying at LYFTDC.com today. Terms apply.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
When we hit those 100-degree
Let me say that again. When, not if, but when we hit those scorching 100-degree days this summer, you'll see the real value of the air conditioner tune-up you scheduled with my stand-up guys way back when. I can assure you that when that first triple-digit day of the year arrives, air conditioners are going to be dropping like flies. We see it every year. And the owners of those air conditioners are suffering and scrambling. But not you, because you booked an air conditioner tune-up from Snell before it got hot. Hi, I'm Dave Snell. For years, I've been telling you about all the good reasons to get your air conditioner regular tune-ups. And for years, Snell Heating and Air, home of the stand-up guys, we're famous for being the company that helps you prolong the life of your air conditioner and get you lower energy bills.
703-450-6300. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Make sure your vehicle is road ready. Jiffy Lube's signature service oil change provides you with so much more than just an oil change. Jiffy Lube checks vital fluids, tire pressure, lights, and wipers, and even vacuums the interior. No appointment needed. JiffyLubeDC.com.
8:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Very busy for the rush hour. South on 270 as you make your travels out of Frederick and off and on through Urbana. Now in Germantown, crash reported near 118. Beyond and through Rockville with the delays. Now through Bethesda on the Beltway, seeing that heavy volume wrapping around past Connecticut Avenue. Looking to see if there's anything reported along the way. Currently with lanes open, but I'd keep alert because that's an unusual backup starting to form there to exit onto Georgia Avenue. Top side from 95 to Georgia Avenue, slow. North of the Beltway in Hillendale, still watch for accident cleanup on New Hampshire Avenue at the intersection with Powder Mill Road. Now from Metro Rail, again, the reminder, we're under Safe Track Surge number 8, where the Blue Line trains continuously single track between Franconia, Springfield, and Van Dorn Street. That's the surge program, but unfortunately this morning, Orange and Silver Line commuters expect delays. They have speed restrictions near East Falls Church. Heading through town, still watch for the accident and delays on Pennsylvania Avenue at 12th Street. 12th Street with the big volume. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold front's on the march. That front keeping tropical systems, plural, away from us over the next 5 days. A few clouds this morning, mild. This afternoon, partly cloudy and still hot, 92. Tonight, thunderstorms this evening, 73. Isolated thunderstorms tomorrow morning. Cloudy tomorrow afternoon. North breeze, so we're cooler, 85. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 73 in Dumfries, 70 in Hyattsville, 76 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Jiffy Lube. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
Should the federal government get involved in elections and in our election process? And should they be in charge of the election process that right now is relegated to the states and then from there, of course, to counties and districts within each state? Should the Fed step in because there is a grave threat of tampering and international hacking into our voting systems, as we're being told? What do you think? 888-630-9625. What could possibly go wrong with the federal government out of Washington, D.C. being in charge of our election process? 888-630-WMAL.
There is a vital national interest in our election process, so I do think we need to consider whether it should be considered by my department and others' critical infrastructure.
That's Homeland Security Jay Johnson earlier this month sort of telegraphing this move. The Homeland Security Department can take control of what is considered critical infrastructure, vital infrastructure in this country if there is some sort of external threat. And they're now suggesting that there is an external threat to our election process. This comes on the heels of the FBI announcing that voter rolls were tampered with and hacked in Arizona and Illinois. Director Comey yesterday gave a big presentation about that and said that there are grave concerns about the integrity of our voting process. But I've got to tell you, Brian, I had Hans von Spakovsky, who is a former election official and DOJ official, on yesterday to talk about this. He said, no, hold on a minute. First of all, the voter registration rolls is public information. I mean, really, when you register to vote, what do you give them? Your name and your address. That's on the public record already. There really is no, by hacking into that, they're getting personal information, but it's information
information that's already out there. The only way to hack in, quote unquote, to our election system is if somebody were to go to every individual polling place and go to every individual electronic polling machine and hack in, because those things are not networked. They're not tied together.
And in fact, there are 9,000 different jurisdictions that help conduct elections.
So he said, listen, I think this is a backdoor way for the feds to get into our election process. And as soon as they're in charge, they can say things from D.C. and dictate policies. Like, for instance, oh, you states that have voter ID? Nope, no photo ID. Yeah. You can't do that anymore. And take a lot of the sovereignty away from the states with regard to voting. Well, what do you think? And don't believe these people who say we have a national election, by the way, when we run for presidential election. That's false. I understand what they're trying to say. But we have 50 individual state elections on the same day for national office. But that is not a national election. 888-630-WMAL.
All right. So it's almost as if this is being orchestrated a little too slickly.
It seems that way. It's very coordinated.
Here's Jay Johnson, making sort of cavalierly dropping this out there in a recent appearance. And then here comes the FBI director talking about, well, we're very concerned about what happened in Illinois and in Arizona. Okay, Illinois, you're right. It was voter registration information. How does that give them the ability to impact the counting of numbers in an election? It doesn't. The two are not connected. And then in Arizona, what was the great thing that happened? Well, somebody put some malware. Somebody was trying to get some malware inserted into somebody who's important's computer. Last week, I had malware on my computer, and it was a pain, but it wasn't a national security threat, and it happens to everybody. I don't know that that is a big deal. One way or the other, I think that this is an attempt by the Homeland Security Department and this administration, quite frankly, to get its fingers into the pie, which is something I suspect they've wanted to do for a very long time. If there is a dire threat, as we have been told there is, I need a little more information. Hmm. And if I were the Secretary of State of Ohio or some other state, and the federal government says, we're coming in and we're going to help you run your election, I would simply say, over my dead body, if you got some interesting software that might help me harden some of my systems, well, you know, leave them there on the table. I'll take a look at it. But get out of my way. This is my state, and you're not coming here. And I hope that states like Ohio and Texas and Florida would reject any attempt by the federal government to get involved in their managing of an election.
Tom in the beautiful city of Alexandria, Virginia. You're first up on WMAL. Hey, Tom.
Thank you. And I wish to point out this, the same great, robust vetting process that has allowed in how many terrorists? The same system that allowed, that ran OPM so that my and many of my colleagues' information is now in the hands of the Chinese?
Right.
Yeah, sure. I trust that one. The thing is, they've got a lot of little counties. It's handled at the county levels, thousands of counties. Trying to hack thousands of different organizations, a lot tougher than hacking one big one.
That's right. And in fact, by taking it over from the federal level, and we don't know exactly how they propose to do it, but by taking it over, they're actually making one bigger, easier target for somebody to hack into. Great points, Tom. By the way, this is also coming from the same federal government that didn't seem to care one little bit about Hillary Clinton keeping an unsecured hackable server with state secrets kept on it. That they do nothing about, but this, they're so motivated. Mike in Manassas, stay right there. We will get to you and the rest of your calls in a moment. What could go wrong with the federal government taking over our election system?
It's 8:43.
Attention homeowners, with this extreme heat, your air conditioning system is working hard every day. If it suddenly stops, call McCarthy Services. For a limited time, we'll waive our service call fee with any repair. That's huge savings. Visit McCarthyHomeservices.com.
Hey, I want to talk to you about healthcare, all right? Not the political aspects of healthcare. God knows we've got plenty to talk about there. But no, more important than that, more important than some law that some congressman tries to pass or some president tries to sign with his pen and his phone, I'm talking about the personal aspect of healthcare, your relationship with your doctor. How's that going these days? Yeah. So I met with the team at Principal Medical Group, and I was so impressed how they put their patients' priorities first, whether it's setting appointments that fit your schedule not the doctor's schedule, offering 24/7 direct access to Dr. Jones. You're going to feel the difference when you're a patient at Principal Medical Group. Dr. Jones and the team at Principal Medical Group will offer the timely quality care that you deserve, and they'll ensure that your diagnosis is thorough and complete. Why don't you schedule a free consultation with Dr. Jones right now so you can be as impressed as I was with Principal Medical Group. Go to principalmedicalgroup.com. The landscape of healthcare is definitely changing, but the principles of good care shouldn't. Principal Medical Group, they're located in McLean. Check them out at principalmedicalgroup.com.
Come on, you've put it off long enough. Your rugs and carpets need a deep-down professional clean. So here's a tip from Joe Hadid. Ask the right questions when you're choosing the company to clean your rugs. Do they clean your rugs in their own facility? Do they hand-wash each and every rug? Do they offer stain removal and color restoration? Can you tour the facility where your rugs are going to be cleaned? If you can't answer yes to all these questions, then you need to call Joe Hadid.
For all your rug cleaning needs, just one call to Joe Hadid.
Hi, I'm Joe Hadid of Hadid Carpet, where we wash each carpet by hand, restoring your rug's brilliance and making it healthier for your home or office.
And right now, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. Free pickup and delivery is available. Minimum order required. Call 703-241-1111 or go to joehadid.com. That's joehadid.com.
8:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten. She's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Brandywine. In case you didn't hear, you can now use Brandywine Road reopened between Route 5 and 301 from the earlier incident, getting you in through town. Boy, it's a tough trip on the southeast southwest freeway. First, we had the accident in the 3rd Street Tunnel northbound, which has been cleared. Caused big delays and frustration, I'm sure. And now we have an accident on the westbound freeway after the 3rd Street Tunnel and on the eastbound freeway near Main Avenue before the 3rd Street Tunnel. So the impact is still with us for these accidents. On 12th Street and Pennsylvania Avenue, still under police direction for the crash. We'll take you Maryland, leaving 355 and trying to get past the Strathmore area. That's where we had the accident. Fire trucks left, but I still see the police and two cars in the right lane. So southbound on 355 near Strathmore Avenue for the incident. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Still another hot one today. Temperature staying well above normal. The normal's in the middle 80s. Partial clouds around this morning. Partial clouds this afternoon. 92. Could have some thunderstorms by this evening. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 76 degrees at 8:46.
Carefully consider whether our election system, our election process, is critical infrastructure.
That's Secretary Jay Johnson of Homeland Security telegraphing his desire, it appears, and through Paul Bedard's reporting of Washington Examiner, kind of confirming that the Department of Homeland Security, through the Obama administration, will try to categorize our election system as critical infrastructure. That's important because it allows then Homeland Security to step in and take control of things if they think there's a threat to our critical infrastructure. In other words, I'm with the federal government. I'm here to fix everything.
I've always felt the 9 most terrifying words in the English language are, I'm from the government and I'm here to help.
So, are you on board with this idea? Mike in Manassas, as promised, you're next up on WMAO.
Hello, Mike.
Yeah, I'm going to say, Jay, it really worked out well for us with Fast and Furious when you helped the ATF control the illegal gun thing. Oh, no, you gave them the illegal guns and Americans died and Mexicans died. So, no. Keep the federal government out of everything. We need to tailhook all these renegade agencies.
Thanks, Mike. How about Ben and Marshall? You're next up on WMAL. Hey, Ben.
Hey, real quick, perhaps we should ask Catherine Engelbrecht if she thinks that the federal government should get involved in our elections.
Yeah, Catherine, from True the Vote, of course, election monitoring system.
I think every single alphabet soup agency that we have attacked her for simply trying to make sure that the elections went off without a hitch or without any corruption.
That's right.
You betcha.
Absolutely. I want to hear what she has to say.
Thanks, Ben. You know, we should check in with her on that.
Yeah, this will be a very good topic for her.
Ron in Bethesda, you're on WMAL. What do you think,
hey, Ron?
Ron,
good morning.
Gentlemen, as someone who was part of the OPM and DHS breach, I can assure you, by the way, that turned my life upside down with my credit and so forth. This is the scariest thing that I, frankly, have heard in a long time coming out of our federal government. Every American that hears this should just scare the hell out of them.
Yeah,
they're completely incompetent on their best day.
Millions of people lost their identity because OPM was hacked. What confidence do we have that the federal government can do a better job than the states and the local jurisdictions can do in this matter?
Jeff in Warrington, you are next up on WMAL. Go, Jeff.
Yeah, it's great, leader. This is absolutely a constitutional issue. There ought to be lawsuits brought immediately if they try to do this. However, it's also an incompetence issue. I do believe they're trying to do this because they want to get their hands on controlling our election system. That's what these megalomaniacs in D.C. want. But I personally received a letter from OPM earlier this year, and my information is in the hands of the Chinese.
There you go.
I have no trust at all that they can protect anything from anybody, and that's best handled by the local and state officials.
Thank you, Jeff. And again, we can't emphasize enough, by having it local, it actually, even if there is a threat, it makes it much harder.
It makes it more difficult. This has the smell of getting the nose of the camel under the camel, under the tent, you know, the front of the tent.
Right.
Because the next thing you know, the camel's in the tent.
Never let a crisis go to waste.
That's right. And I think this has the feel of a manufactured crisis.
Exactly. It's 850 on WMAL.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? Are those high energy bills taking a toll on your wallet? If so, call ARS Rescue Router. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. That's right. For a limited time, you can have energy-efficient comfort for only $83 a month. For details and to schedule your free estimate, call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
This is John Greenhut, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. Even better, there's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-679-0969. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
A Better Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
This one's for all you wannabe dads out there. Listen up. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. There's a seemingly endless amount of advice out there for women who want to get pregnant. But what about for the guys who are going to get those women pregnant? A growing body of research suggests that what fathers are exposed to in the environment can have lasting effects on their children's health. This happens through epigenetics. Those are biological processes that tweak genes without actually mutating them. Drinking alcohol, smoking, being obese, all those things can negatively impact the development of your baby in its mother's womb. And how about the big question of the dad's age? There's not as much research as with the mom's age, but biology tells us to have children earlier, and all the social and economic factors promote having children later. Bottom line, just wait until you are ready. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
This is Charles Osgood. Go down the pain relief aisle and you'll see a lot of different pain relievers. But have you tried Salonpas Deep Relieving Gel? It is fast melting, quick absorbing, penetrating deep relief. Perfect for sore muscles or joints. Salonpas Deep Relieving Gel has 3 powerful active ingredients that work for up to 8 full hours. In fact, nothing else you can buy is proven stronger or more effective against pain. Look for the tall blue box next to the Salonpas patches. Salonpas Deep Relieving Gel.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. If you have obstructive sleep apnea, you've probably been given a CPAP machine to sleep with at night. The question is, do you use it? If the answer is no, or if you struggle with your CPAP mask night after night, you're not alone. Studies show about 50% of people who are given a CPAP machine don't even use it. Well, now there's a new solution for your sleep apnea that doesn't require a mask or a hose. It's called Inspire, and it works inside your body with your natural breathing process. inspires a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA approved, and there are doctors right here in Maryland, Virginia, and Washington, D.C. trained to treat your sleep apnea with Inspire. This is a breakthrough in sleep medicine, and it's time you learned more about it. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor who can determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
We interrupt this regularly scheduled program for an important announcement about your nanny. If you're paying a nanny on a regular basis, you may owe nanny taxes. And if you're a working parent, more busy work is the last thing you need. So take nanny payroll taxes off your plate with Sure Payroll. Sure Payroll handles all the complicated nanny tax forms and filings for you automatically. Plus, you'll get direct deposit, great U.S.-based customer service, and background checks to make sure the nanny you're hiring is one you can trust. Don't risk fees, penalties, or headaches. Sure Payroll gives you total control. Pay your nanny anytime, anywhere, on any device. When it's time to pay your nanny, trust the service that was named Best Household Payroll Service by Business News Daily 2 years in a row. Visit surepayroll.com and search Guide to Nanny Taxes to get a free guide you can use to learn more about paying your nanny correctly. Do yourself and your nanny a favor now. Make sure you're sure about taking care of nanny taxes by going to surepayroll.com for a free quote and guide to nanny taxes, or call 800-950-9042. 800-950-9042. That's 800-950-9042. surepayroll.com.
It's 8:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, everyone's getting back at it. You can tell lots of volume with us. We'll take you first around the Beltway through College Park, Silver Spring, Bethesda Inner Loop to the Wilson Bridge, still on the brakes, and Annandale and north of Tyson. So that's the Beltway with the heavy delay still. 66, no late problems, but we're still below speed as you push in through Centerville, Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, Leesburg area. Reports of a pedestrian accident on Riverside Parkway, north of Belmont Ridge Road. In the district, a little bit better news. It's still quite slow on 12th Street, but the accident 12th Street and Pennsylvania Avenue, DDOT crews tell me that's been cleared. Update brought to you by Rivet Radio. Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold front's on the march. That front keeping tropical systems, plural, away from us over the next 5 days. A few clouds this morning, mild. This afternoon, partly cloudy and still hot, 92. Tonight, thunderstorms this evening, 73. Isolated thunderstorms tomorrow morning, cloudy tomorrow afternoon. North breeze, so we're cooler, 85. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 77 degrees in the nation's capital at 8:56.
One of the things I love to do living in Washington, D.C. is walk around the city, but walking is painful if your feet hurt. Are you bothered by an achy back? Do you suffer from plantar fasciitis? You need to go see my friends at the Good Feet store. I was fitted for my arch supports and was able to walk out of the store with them in my shoes that day. So go to the Good Feet store at Rockville Pike and Wintergreen Plaza next door to Total Hockey, or their location in Vienna at the corner of 123 and Park. Tell them Chris Plant sent you. The Good Feet store, the place to go when your feet hurt.
Hey, Larry O'Connor here, and my friends and realtors Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams are just killing it and getting their sellers top dollar for their homes. They just sold John and Annette's home in just 26 days. And you know what's really amazing is their home was previously on the market with some other realtor for over 6 months and it didn't sell. Then in comes Sarah and Debbie. They got their home sold fast. The realtor you hire matters. Selecting the wrong agent can cost you thousands. Debbie and Sarah's proven system produces results, and it's getting homes sold fast and for top dollar. They'll even show you a list of actual buyers who are ready to buy a home matching your home's criteria right now. Call the Reynolds team, 844-344-SOLD, 844-344-SOLD, or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com, and start packing. I mean, start packing today.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
and I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
If you're familiar with cloud computing, you probably know that Amazon Web Services offers a complete set of secure compute, storage, application, and deployment services that help companies launch and scale their IT infrastructures while lowering costs. But did you know that you're still responsible for protecting your own AWS-based assets, meaning your applications and data, from advanced cyber threats? Protect your AWS with Barracuda Networks Advanced Firewall Solutions. Visit AWS Marketplace or Barracuda.com/AWS to learn more.
All right, tomorrow we'll hear again from Trevor Maddich about how the Redskins did, and we'll have our friend Jake Catford talking.
And God knows we'll have lots to talk about, because we will be reviewing Donald Trump's major speech on immigration delivered this evening in Arizona, plus his meeting with Mexican President Peña Nieto. Here comes next also Vice President of Mexico, Chris Plant. Hello, Chris. Hola.
Hola. ¿Qué tal? ¿Cómo estás? Usted. Barack Obama. Donald Trump going to merry old Mexico. I'm sure there'll be a mariachi band on the plane with him getting off on the steps behind him. It will be very festive. Sombreros for everyone. Shots of tequila. But bring some Trump water, because, you know, you can't drink the water there.